That
Jesus is mine and I have an assurance.
把握就是抓在手里的,
I have control because it's in my hand.
我不知道他手里现在抓的是什么,
I don't know what you're holding on to.
但是我知道我的手里是抓着我的主,
but I know that who I'm holding on to is the Lord.
我紧紧地依靠着他,
and then I hold on to him tightly.
他所说的话是我的,
whatever he speaks is mine.
圣经中所有的应许都是对着我说的,
and in the Bible, all the promises that was made is made for me.
所以我在唱这首诗歌的时候,
that's why when I sing this song,
虽然很多事情我不知道,
even though there's a lot of I don't know,
但是在几件事情上, 神启示了他自己给我,
but there's a couple of things that the Lord revealed himself to me.
我就唯有站在他的应许的里面,
and now I stand firm in what I know.
我们知道我们活在这世界上,
now we know that when we live in this world,
许多的风浪, 许多的风暴,
there's a lot of difficult challenges.
但是主在我们身上有一个应许,
but the Lord has promised one thing.
这个世界上的事情都会过去,
he says that all the things on this world will pass.
唯有遵循他旨意的人必要来长存,
but only the people that follow his command will last.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
在神的家中, 神给我们的应许是一个绝对的真理,
in the Lord's house, his promise is absolute.
我们要把他给我们的应许当成是一个一律不摇的一个事情,
and we have to treat his promise as an everlasting truth.
当我们紧紧地抓住他应许的时候,
when we hold on tight to this promise,
所有的风浪不能够来到我们,
then all the storms and winds will pass away.
因为他的话如此地说,
because that's what he said.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we may face difficult times.
但是我们有主的话,
but when we have his words, then we can charge forth.
啊, 今天我们共同来分享一个信息,
today we're going to share the message, A Different Life.
我们来先读一段圣经,
let us read a couple verses.
啊, 腓立比书四章, 1到13节,
the book of Philippians, chapter 4, 1 through 13.
好，我们一起来念。
Together.
我亲爱的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的人。我劝亚爹和寻基督,
教在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父热的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉并与我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。 当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经定了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，并在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。 弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、 可敬的, 公义的, 清洁的, 可爱的, 有美名的, 若有什么德系, 若有什么称赞, 这些事你们都要思念, 你们在路上所学习的, 所领受的, 所看见的, 这些事你们都要去行, 是平安的神就必与你们同在, 我靠主大大喜乐, 因为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，是没有得机会。我并不是因约法说这话，我无论在什么情况下都可以知足，这是我已经学会了的。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足或饥饿，或有余或缺乏。 随时随地，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。好，我们一起低头祷告。 耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
今天是你复活的日子。
Today is the day of your resurrection.
我们一同来到你面前，我们来向你歌颂，向你赞美。
That together we come to you to sing and to worship.
我们还要坐在你的脚前，听你自己的训诲。
And we want to sit at your feet to listen to your words.
我们求你把你自己的话向我们解明。
So we ask that you will give your words to us.
这些话不但要喂养我们。
And these words will nurture us.
话也要给我们恩典和力量。
And also, it will bring forth grace and strength.
我靠着你的话，我们可以继续的往前。
And it is through your words that we gain strength to walk.
我们求你这个时候，你先来预备我们的自己。
So we ask that you will prepare us.
好叫我们领受自己的话语。
So that we are ready to receive your words.
我们知道你的恩典在我们中间。
And we know that your grace is in the midst of us.
你的荣耀在我们的中间。
And your glory is in the midst of us.
我们的心与你紧紧的相连。
So our heart now mingles with yours.
我们也求圣灵自由地运行在我们的中间。
We also ask that the Holy Spirit will dwell along us.
帮助我们。
To help us.
帮助我们的悟性能够真能够明白你自己的旨意。
To help us to truly understand your word.
好像我们在这地上行走能够行走在你的旨意的里面。
So that when we walk on this earth, we could walk in your way.
我们要讨你的喜悦。
And we want to please you.
求你祝福我们每一个人。
We ask that you will bless each one of us.
说的和听的都在一个灵的里面。
Whoever speaks, whoever listens are in one accord.
一同被你建造。
Together built.
我们将祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen. 刚刚我们读那段圣经是讲到腓立比书。
Now we just read the book of Philippians.
腓立比书是一卷保罗提到很多喜乐的一卷书信。
Now the book of Philippians, Paul, said the word rejoice a lot.
如果读一个人写了一个喜乐的书信，我们就知道他可能是在喜乐的里面。
Now when someone writes a letter about how rejoiceful he is, we will think that he is in a good time.
可能他的环境也蛮顺利的。
Maybe he is in a circumstances where everything is so smoothly.
所以他就能够写出一个非常喜乐的书信来。
So that's why he can write a letter full of joy.
可是保罗刚刚好相反。
But I tell you, this is exactly the opposite.
他写的这个腓立比书是在他非常不顺利的时候。
When he was writing the book of Philippians, he was in a very bad time.
他是在实在是在一个监狱的里面。
In fact, he was imprisoned.
可是他居然在监狱的里面可以写出这一个喜乐的书信来。
But yet, it is when he was in prison, he wrote this letter.
如果我们读的话，我们发现一共有16次讲到喜乐。
If you read the book carefully, Paul mentioned the word rejoice 16 times.
仅仅是四章的圣经就有16次讲到喜乐。
Just in the four chapters, 16 times he talked about rejoice.
难道保罗这个心智上有问题了吗？
Now, do you think there's something wrong with Paul?
是不是保罗是一个超人呢？
Or you may think that Paul is a superhero.
他是不是不受环境的侵扰呢？
Maybe he's the one that will never be countered by his circumstances.
答案说不是的。
And I tell you that that's not true.
保罗跟我们一样是有血有肉的人。
Paul, just like us, is just man, flesh and blood.
如果我们读罗马书第七章的时候，保罗曾经这样说过。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul said this.
他说，我立志为善由得我，可是行出来由不得我。
He says, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, for the willing is present in me, but the doing is not.
他想要做好，可是他做不出来。
He wants to do good, but he can't.
所以你可以知道他是多么的软弱。
So you can see that Paul is weak.
哥林多前书那边十一章他又说了。
In Corinthians chapter 11, he said,
他说谁软弱我不软弱。
He said, who is weak without my being weak?
有谁跌倒我不焦虑的呢？
And who is led into sin without my intense concern?
我们想想看，保罗到底跟我们跟其他人有什么不一样呢？
Now think about it, how is Paul different from anyone else?
第一个，保罗跟世界上的人不一样，是因为他有一个信仰。
First, we know that Paul is different from everyone else because he has a belief.
他有信仰，我们也有信仰。
And he has the same belief that we have.
为什么保罗跟我们不一样呢？
Then now, how is Paul different from us?
因为保罗深信这位主耶稣
Because Paul has a deep belief that not only Jesus is his Savior, he also believes that Jesus is the one that he can rely on completely. So today, let's find the differences between who Paul is and who we are.
讲到菲利比教会，我们知道菲利比教会是保罗第二次出去宣教的时候所建立的一个教会。
We know that the Church of Philippi is a place that Paul raised up on his second missionary trip.
从第一天起，菲利比教会就跟保罗是同工。
In the first day started, the Church of Philippi is working together with Paul.
他们在福音的事上跟保罗同心同力。
In preaching the gospel, the church and Paul worked together.
在菲律宾书甚至说，保罗还接收他们的奉献。
And also in the book of Philippians, it talked about how they supply Paul of what he needed.
当保罗不在他们中间的时候，他们还把奉献差人送到保罗的手上。
Even when Paul was not in the midst of the church, they would send people to bring the supply to Paul.
所以保罗在书信中间。
So that's why in the letters, Paul would compliment this church.
他说，讲到这个奉献的事情，他说除了你们教会，没有别的教会来供应我。
And Paul even mentioned that for when he talked about offering to him, there's only this one church who is still supplying him.
讲到这里，好像保罗是因为钱财的关系，来夸奖。
Now, when we talk to this point, you may think that Paul complimented this church because this church gave him money.
不是这样子的,
but I tell you that that's not the case.
保罗看见了菲利比教会，他们里面有一个心智。
Because what Paul sees is that Paul sees the people of the Church of Philippi, they have a will.
他们心里面有一个立志，一个 mindset，他把他们的心。
And that these people of this church, they have the mindset that is set on the Lord.
保罗在地上的生活里面，他讲过一句话。
So Paul also said this in his daily living.
他说我奔跑不是没有定向。
He says, therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim.
他说我斗拳，我不是只打空气。
I box in such a way as not beating the air.
所以他的人生有一个目的。So
that's why Paul lived for a purpose.
他的冠冕不是在地上，他的冠冕是在天上的。And
he never placed his crown on this world, but he placed his crown on heaven.
他要为了要拯救地上的灵魂，在那里尽心尽力。
And what he walks in this world, his goal is to save people's soul.
一个宣教士在禾场上面来传福音。
As a missionary, he walks the field to preach the gospel.
他只有一个目的。
And he has one goal.
他就拯救更多的灵魂来为着神的国度。
And he wants to save more people and build up the kingdom of God.
他能够在地上得人如得鱼一样。
And on this world, he wants to be a fisherman of man.
他当他得人的时候，他里面的喜乐就可以满足。
And he is only satisfied when he receives man as believers.
因为他知道他的神满足了。
Because he knows when he does that, his God is pleased.
不但如此，当他有一天见主面的时候。
And not only that, one day when he gets to meet the Lord,
也就是他交账的时候,
when he has to show him his book, and he wants the Lord to compliment
him.
And he wants to be complimented as a loyal and noble servant.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上生活，
Brothers and sisters, when we live our lives,
我们知道我们的生命一天要一天的增长。
We know that day by day we grow older.
讲到时间，我们知道我上个礼拜我收到我们教会2015年的那个月历。
When we talk about how time goes fast, last week I just received an email of the 2015 calendar.
当我收到的时候，发现2014年很快就要过去了。
And when I look at the 2015 calendar, I know that 2014 is coming to an end.
我们在地上的日子何等的短，也何等的快。
How our time on this earth goes by so fast and so temporal.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面，我们要一起的奔跑。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we have to charge forth.
我们要彼此相爱，彼此相顾。We
have to love each other and take care of each other.
当我们发现有些弟兄姊妹落后了，我们可以拉他一把。
When we see that you if there's a brother and sister falling behind, we raise them up.
啊，不是要讨我们自己的喜悦。
Not to please themselves.
当我们拉他们一把，让他跟我们一起往前奔跑。
When we hold them up and run with them.
好叫我们主得到喜悦。
So that our Lord is pleased.
我们把我们的福音传给周围的人的时候。
And when we preach the gospel to the people around us.
只要有一个人信主，我们的心里面就欢喜就快乐。
Even if there's only one person that received the gospel, you are now joyful.
啊，欢喜不光是看到这个人得救了。
When we're joyful, not only that person is now saved.
啊，感谢神是福音的大能让他得救的。
And thanks to the Lord, it is the power of the gospel that this person is
saved. 是圣灵感动让他得救的。
It is the touching of the Holy Spirit that this person is now saved.
我们更高兴的是看到在世上生了一个人。
But even more, we see that now a new person is born.
他的名字是记在天上的。
Now this person's name is in heaven.
我们的心就欢喜就快乐。
And it is because of that we become joyful.
弟兄姊妹，当我们做任何事情，只要和天上的事情相连的话，我们的心就有欢乐。
Brothers and sisters, whatever we do, if it matters in heaven, then we are joyful.
当主耶稣在地上传道的时候，哦，派了他的门徒两个两个出去来传福音。
When Jesus was walking in this earth, he sent his disciples to go out in pairs.
他们回来的时候很高兴跟主耶稣说。
And when they all come back, they were very joyous and they said to Jesus.
他说两件事情，第一件事情，他说我看见魔鬼从天坠下。
They talked about two things. First is, they saw that Satan now fell from heaven.
第二件事情，他说我们传福音的时候，连鬼也服了我们。
And then the second thing is, when we preach this gospel, even the enemy is scared.
啊，这个是福音的大能。
And we know that that's the power of the gospel.
哎，但是他们有参与福音的大能，他们就非常的高兴。
And now they're a partaker of preaching this gospel, they became joyous.
Yeah, 主耶稣就告诉他们说，你们不要因为鬼服了你们就高兴。
And then Jesus says, not just, you should not be happy just because your enemy is submitted to you.
他说要为着你们的名记在天上而欢喜而快乐。
But you should be joyous because now your name is in heaven.
鬼服了我们，我们怎么可能不高兴呢？
So how can we not be happy if your enemy is submitted to you?
如果我们传福音把人从这个仇敌的手中抢回来，我们怎能不快乐呢？
And how can we not be happy when we preach the gospel, we take over one person from the enemy?
主耶稣说没有错，这个应该高兴。
But Jesus says, yes, you should be happy about that.
但是更该高兴呢，是因为我们的名记在天上。
But yet, you should be rejoiced because your name is now in heaven.
我们在地上有做很多的工作。
I tell you that we do a lot of work in the world.
我们做工有时候很成功，对不对？我们如果做完一个 project, 这个 project 非常成功，让这个公司赚很多的钱。
A lot of time we work, we do a project, we become successful, we make a lot of money for our company.
我们当然我们可能受到夸奖，但是我们里面更高兴。
Maybe we're recognized and we become even happier.
因为我们的工作有果效。
Because now we see the fruits of our labor.
但是这些都会过去的。
But I tell you that all these things will pass.
我记得我以前在做工程师的时候。
I remember when I was an engineer.
我们做了一个 project 非常不错。
We did a great project.
哎呀，大家都竖大拇指说这个做得好。
And everyone will raise up their thumb and says, good job.
啊，有一次我去看到一个机器，我就说，哎，这个机器里面有我啊，有我做的一个零件。
And then one time I look at a machine and said, hey, there's a part of this machine that I designed.
啊，结果别人说，你可不可以在上面签个名啊？
And then someone asked me, can you sign your name on this machine then?
啊，那个时候心里面非常的高兴。
And then at that time I was joyous.
但是这些都过去了。
But I tell you that it will go away.
我有一件事情跟天上连在一起的。
And there's only one thing that is connected to heaven.
那样子的喜乐是永远不会褪色的。
And I tell you that the joy that's related to that will never pass.
兄姊妹，人生的价值要连于永恒。
So brothers and sisters, the value of this life has to be connected to eternity.
我们在座有很多都已经是做家长的。
A lot of us among us are already parents.
我们知道我们的孩子都是神交托在我们手中暂时代管的一个产业。
We know that the children are bestowed to us by God as a temporary keeper.
这些产业是属于神的。
And this inheritance belongs to God.
啊，我们把他们 养育长大。
So we raise them up, nurture them.
如果没有让他们认识神。
If we don't let them know the Lord,
我告诉你，你做父母，你没有价值的。
Then I tell you that as a parent, you're useless.
我们要把他们带到主的面前。
What you need to do is bring your children to the Lord.
让他的生命跟神的生命连接在一起。
So that their lives have a relationship with God.
我告诉你，你做父母的这个这个责任呢、啊，是就是算是成功的。
And I tell you, then, as a parent, you have now satisfied your responsibility.
因为你在他身上所花的所有的劳苦都被神纪念。
Because now all the work that you're putting on to your children are now remembered by the Lord.
在刚刚我们读的圣经里面第四节这边说，当叫众人知道你们有一个谦让的心。
And then in the verses that we just read, it says, "Let your gentle spirit be known to all men."
然后他又说，主已经近了。
And then it says, the Lord is near.
我们知道这个世界上都是你争我夺的一个世界。
We know that in this world, everyone is competitive.
谁也不肯认输。
Everyone wants to win.
每一个人做事情的时候，他们都想到赢赢赢。
And whatever people want to do, they always want to win. They want to come on top.
所以最近大概一二十年来，有一种讲法叫做 win-win situation， 就是你赢他也赢，共赢。
In the past two decades, there's one thing that just arises, is a win-win situation. You win and he also wins.
他们脑筋里面想到的就是赢，要赢。
And all they can think about is how to win and how to win.
没有人愿意输的。
No one wants to be the loser.
我们带小孩小的时候，我们叫他们学这个学那个。
When we raised up the kids, we would want them to learn this and that.
我们里面的想法就是说，也许他有这里的天分，这样的天分，也许他有这样的天分。
All we could think about is maybe their potential in this, maybe their potential also in
that. 我们不希望他 miss 掉任何一个。
We don't want them to miss any opportunity to raise up their potential.
所以在每一个学习的中间，我们都希望他学得好，也学得顶尖。
So that's why in everything we make them learn, we want them to be on the top.
所以我们从来不教导孩子们要谦虚，要谦卑。
So that's why we never teach our children to be humble, to be gentle.
如果今天我们在座的有任何的家长说跟孩子说，你不要赢了，你不要赢，你要谦卑。这个好像人家说你是有问题。
Now, if a parent raises up their child to tell them you need to be humble, it's okay enough to win, then I think that parent has an issue.
但是我们的信仰告诉我们。
But I tell you that our belief now is telling us this.
耶稣的榜样也告诉我们。
And the example that Jesus sets forth also tells us the same thing.
好，你们要谦卑。
It says, be gentle.
你们要礼让。
Be yielding.
在这里也教导我们，他说你们要谦让。
Here Paul also says, be a gentle spirit.
你不光是表面上谦让，你甚至你谦让的要人知道，要人知道你在谦让。
Not only you want to be gentle, but you want to be so gentle that you're now known to all men.
我们读这段话的时候，我们发现上下文好像。保罗讲你们要谦让，是讲给有阿爹和寻都基说的。
And then here, if you read the whole passage, you know that what Paul is saying to be gentle, he's speaking to Euodia and Syntyche.
这两位姐妹啊，她们都愿意服侍神。
Now these two sisters, they're both serving the Lord.
但是她们都很坚持自己的意见。
But both of them, they stand firm in what they want to do.
她们都彼此不谦让。
And then they will never yield one another.
如果中间有一个谦让的话，
Now I tell you that if any one of them yield,
愿意吃亏的话，这个事情就很容易解决了。
If one of them is willing to yield, then it would go so much easier.
也他们愿意服侍神，也愿意做同工，可是他们却有不同的意见。
That they believe in the Lord and they're willing to serve, yet they have difference of opinion.
我不是说我们服侍神，我们不可以有不同的意见。
I'm not saying that when we serve the Lord, we have to all think alike.
但是我们可以允许有不同的意见，但是我们不要坚持我们的意见。
And it is also okay to have differences of opinions, but yet don't insist and be stubborn.
不坚持我们的意见，不是因为我们没有意见，我们还是愿意在这个同工的中间来彰显神的荣耀。
When we stop insisting and when we yield, doesn't mean that we're weak, but we're basically giving ground and yielding to the Lord.
因为如果我们愿意同工，我们就不愿意做 同工，那个攻击的攻。
Because when we are co-workers working together, we are not attacking each other.
保罗曾经写一封信给哥林多教会。
Now Paul wrote a letter to the Church of Corinthians.
哥林多教会是很多问题的一个教会。
We know that the Church of Corinthians has a lot of problems.
他们中间常常有纷争。
And in them, there's a lot of different thoughts.
经过保罗说，你们不但有纷争了，你们还彼此告状。
And then Paul said, not only you guys are striving against each other, you guys are telling and complaining about each other.
告来告去，还不光是告在教会中间，还告在众人面前。
And not only you're complaining about each other in the church, you guys are complaining to the Gentiles.
结果保罗说，你们为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
And then Paul said, why don't you just yield?
你们为什么不愿意情愿受欺呢？
Why don't you just yield?
弟兄姊妹，真理的事情我们绝对不可以妥协。
Now brothers and sisters, when it comes to the truth, we have to insist.
但是关于一些做法的事情上，
But when it comes down to how we do those things,
跟真理没有关系的，
When it's not related to the truth,
我看保罗这句话说，
Then let me say this from Paul.
为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Said, why don't you just yield?
你为什么不情愿谦让呢？
Why don't you just let the other person take over?
当你愿意谦让的时候，整个的事工就往前了。
It is when you're willing to yield, then the work will go forth.
如果你就要坚持你自己的意见。
But if you insist on doing things your way,
所有的精力都内耗掉。
Then all the experiences will just burn away.
讲完这段话以后，保罗又加了一句，说主已经近了。
And then at the end of this verse, Paul said, the Lord is near.
我们讲到主已经近的时候，我们可以从两方面来说。
And then when he says about, talks about the Lord is near, there are two aspects of it.
从空间来说，主好像要已经走在我们，已经靠近我们了。
If you think about it in space, you see that the Lord is very close to you.
多近呢？
How close?
你有没有听到民与民打仗的声音呢？
Now, do you hear that there are nations now raising against nations?
你有没有听到国和国在打仗呢？
Do you know that now kingdom is fighting against kingdom?
你有没有听到新闻报道，这里有饥荒，那里有地震？
And don't you read from the news that there are now various places, there are famines and earthquakes?
那里有 SARS, 这里有伊波拉。
There is now SARS and now there's Ebola.
主已经近了。
I tell you, the Lord is near.
另外一方面，从时间上说，主已经近了。
On the other hand, if we look at time, the Lord is also near.
你看那个整个万物都在改变。
You see that now all things are changing.
越来越坏，越来越糟。
It is now just day by day becoming worse.
两周前我在这里讲完道以后，就在 parking lot坐车的时候，
2 weeks ago after I finished my message, I went to my car.
我 一开车发现那个仪表板上说外面106度。
When I look at the car, when I look at the temperature, it says outside is 106.
结果我回到家以后晚上打开电视，
And then I went home and turned on the TV.
天使说地球的某一个地方美国某一个地方在下雪。
And then at the news, it says at the same day, there's some another place snowing.
主来的日子实在近了。
Then I tell you that the Lord is near.
圣经上说，天地就好像一块布一样，要被这样卷起来。
In the Bible, it says that the heaven and earth is now a cloth is now being folded together.
当主来的时候，你在哪里
？When the Lord comes, where are you going to be?
刚刚我们唱那首诗歌说，我不知道。
In the song.We just sang, it says, I don't know where I'm going to be.
我不知道主什么时候来。
I don't know when the Lord is coming.
我也不知道主来的时候我在哪里。
And I don't even know where I'm going to be.
或者我已经经过死荫的幽谷。
Maybe I'm already dead.
或者主来的时候我还在地上被主接到空中与他相会。
Maybe when the Lord comes again, I will meet him in mid-air.
这些我都不知道。
All these things I don't know.
但是有一件事情我知道。
But there's one thing I know.
就是我要来见主的面。
Is that I know that I will get to meet the Lord.
我要来交账。
That I will have to show him my work.
我地上所做的那草木和谐的工作都不能见他。
All those temporal things that I did on this world are not work that I can show him.
唯有经营宝石的工作才可以跟我一起来到神的面前。
But it is only the work of gold and silver that I can bring forth to show the Lord.
我们一生的年日不很长。
Did I tell you that our lifetime is so short?
所以我们每一天的日子都非常的宝贵。
So that's why every day counts.
中间我们很多年轻人。
In the middle of us, there are some young people.
最近常常讲一个字叫做YOLO， 就是 Y O L O。
Oh, there's a word that you guys use is YOLO，
就是 You only live once。
Y O L O stands for You only live once。
很多人就把它偏到另一边。
And a lot of people would abuse this saying.
哎呀，我只活这一生啊，我要好好的活。
Say that yes, I only live once. I gotta live it to its fullest.
所以我爱做什么我就做什么。
So that's why I do exactly what I want to do.
但是我们基督徒不这样想。
But I tell you that as Christians, we shouldn't think like that.
我们说我们只有这一生。
When we say that we only live once.
我们这一生就好好的来建造。
So that's why my lifetime, I will spend it building.
我这一生是为了我的永生在那里精打细算。
This lifetime that I have right now, I'm going to use it to build up eternity.
我每一天的日子都指向那个永恒。
And each day I live, I look forward to the eternity.
所以我的这一生不但宝贵，而且有了价值。
So that's why my lifetime here, not only is it precious, but it has value.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要浪费太多的时间在那些不必要的事情上。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, don't waste time on things that don't matter.
特别是那些人和人中间相处的那个恩怨。
Especially the struggles among you and your people, the people around you.
这些恩恩怨怨毫无价值。
All these struggles are meaningless.
早说主已经近了。
Paul said the Lord is near.
我们已经快要见主面了，你还吵什么？
That we are this close from meeting the Lord, why are you spending time arguing with
him? 主已经来了，你还争什么？
The Lord is here, why are you in that struggle?
这些东西都带不到永恒里面去。
All these things that you're fighting for is meaningless.
我们好好把更多的时间省下来，为着永恒在那里经营着。
And why don't you spend your time building something for eternity?
从前从台北到高雄一个火车上面，
Before there's a train trip from Taipei to Kaohsiung，
那个车上的人非常的多。
And this train is packed.
那因为难求啊，没有位置空到。
It is so hard to find a seat.
结果有一个乘客他坐在椅子上，坐了一段，然后他去厕所。
And then there's a passenger, he has a seat, but he wanted to go to the restroom.
那前面站的这个人就很自然就坐了他的位置。
And when he took off to go to the restroom, the guy standing next to him took his seat.
结果他从厕所回来以后，就发现位置被人家坐去了。
And then when this dude comes back from the restroom, his seat is now taken.
他就跟他讲说，这个位置原来是我的位置。
And then he spoke to the man and said, you took my seat.
那个人说，你买了票，我也买了票。
And then that guy says, you have your ticket, I have my ticket.
这个位置怎么能够说是你的位置呢？
Why is this seat your seat?
而且你离开了，我当然可以坐下。
And you took off my turn.
他们就吵来吵去。
So they got into this argument.
旁边有一个人说，你们不要吵了，好不好？
And then another guy next to them says, don't spend time fighting.
再过几分钟，我们都要下车，终点站到了。
It's only a couple minutes until we get to our final stop.
等到终点站，大家下车，这位置谁也带不走。
When we get to the final stop, everyone takes off. Who cares who has the seat?
兄弟们，主已经近了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is near.
不要吵了。
Don't spend time fighting.
不要争了。
Don't spend time complaining.
把更多的时间花在读经祷告上面。
Use your time on reading the Bibles and praying.
为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Why don't you just yield?
为什么不情愿谦让呢？
Why not just let the other person have his way?
结果接着保罗又说，
And then Paul said this.
他说你们应当一无挂虑。
He said, be anxious for nothing.
你们把所要要的，你们祷告交托给神。
But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known.
这里特别讲到你们祷告，你们祈求，你们感谢。
It says here, particularly by prayer, by supplications, and also with thanksgiving.
我们发现祷告、祈求和感谢，就是我们在平常祷告会中我们一个程式。
And then you see that these three things, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, are the three things that we do in order in our prayer group.
啊，我不是说你们，我自己也是一样。
Not just you, but me as well.
我常常祷告的时候，我有祷告，有祈求，我忘了感谢。
A lot of times when I pray, I have the prayer and I have the supplications, but I would forget about thanksgiving.
啊，唯有祷告、祈求和感谢这三样才成为一个完整的祷告。
But I tell you, it says here that it is through prayer, supplications, and thanksgiving together, then you're completed.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道祷告是神给我们一个最大的一个福气
？Brothers and sisters, don't you know that the greatest blessings you have is you can pray?
基督徒和世人不一样。
I tell you that Christians are different from everyone else.
世人碰到问题的时候怎么办
？When people face a challenge, what they do?
东抓西抓，对不对
？They would look north and south. They would try to grab whatever they could.
譬如说他生病了
，Like if someone got sick.
哎呀。他就发现这可能是癌症。
Then this person may think that it may be cancer.
哎呀，张三的医生是最好的癌症医生。
Then he says that maybe this guy's doctor is the best doctor available.
他就找张三。
Then he will go to that doctor.
哎，刚好张三出差去了，不在。
And then the person that could introduce him to that doctor is out of town.
哎呀，他就想李四。
Then he will think about another friend.
他就想各式各样的方法。
He would go and find all these different ways.
啊，终于找到一个朋友。
Finally, he find a friend.
结果他说，哎，医生放假。
And then he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, my doctor is on vacation."
啊，什么时候回来
？And when is the doctor coming back?
两个月以后。
Two months afterward.
啊，不知道怎么办了。
Oh no, what I'm going to do?
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sisters.
基督徒不一样。
For Christians, we react differently.
当我们遇到难处的时候，我们可以借着祷告，借着祈求，把我们中间的难处。交托给神。
When we face a challenge, we can go to the Lord with our prayer and supplications.
因为我们相信神的话。
Because we believe in God's word.
神他爱我们。
God loves us.
神他天天背负我们的重担。
And every day God carries our burden.
当我们把我们的重担，我们难处交托给神的时候
，When we cast our burden to the Lord，
我们可以成为一个喜乐的人。
Then we can rejoice。
好，当我们的担子脱落的时候，我们自然就可以喜乐。
When we now get rid of all our burdens, we are now rejoiced。
所以基督徒们
，So for Christians，
有一些人他虽然是基督徒
，Some people they call themselves Christians。
啊，他没有学会交托的功课。
But yet they don't know how to let go。
啊，礼拜你们这边是礼拜三祷告会，对不对
？Now for this church, our prayer group meeting is Wednesday night。
啊，你祷告的时候，祷告会的时候，把重担带到神的面前了。
And then when you come to the prayer group, you will bring with you all your burden。
啊，祷告完了又把它抬回去了。
And then after the prayer group, you bring away your own burden。
弟兄姊妹，如果你不没有学会交托的事情
，Brothers and sisters, if you don't ever learn to let go,
你跟没有信的人一样
，then aren't you the same as everyone else?
当风浪、当重担来临的时候
，when the storm and the wind comes,
你有只有自己在那里扛
，are you just carrying yourself?
曾经有两个人去照 X 光。
There's a time when two people went to take an X-ray.
结果那个技术人员啊，把这个 X 光片啊。弄反了。
And for some reason, the technician actually misplaced the record.
那个有肺病的这个人呢，他拿到没有肺病的那张 X 光。
The one who has lung disease actually got the report that says he does not have any disease.
那个健康的人呢，却拿到那个有肺病的那张 X 光。
And on the other hand, the guy who was supposed to be healthy, he took the report on someone who has the lung disease.
哎，结果那个原来有生病的人，他越看他 X 光，他就慢慢越看越喜乐，哎，就没有病了。
And the person who was sick, now he thought he was not sick, he actually got cured.
那个健康的人拿到这个，他就是。就是一天到晚在那么担心忧虑，结果他生病了。
And on the other hand, the guy who was supposed to be healthy, now he find out that he was supposed to be sick, he was so worried he became sick.
这个故事告诉我们忧虑对人的那个危害有多大。
And then this story tells us how bad it is when you start worrying about everything else.
当你担心这个担心那个时候
，When you're anxious for this and for that,
其实对事情没有任何的帮助。
And I tell you that you're not helping the thing at all.
反而造成了很多的危害。
And in fact, it makes it worse.
学会用感谢、用祈求，把我们的重担交托给神。
So we should learn to through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving bring it to the Lord.
另外，保罗又说，我们是一个靠主的人生。
And then here, Paul also says, that we have to entrust in the Lord.
他说, 我靠着那个加给我力量的,
At the end, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
那加给他力量的, 不是这地上的,
the one who strengthens him is not anywhere on this earth, but the one in heaven.
所以保罗为什么有一个不一样的人生呢?
So why does Paul live a different life?
他说我不靠我自己了。
Because he is not relying on himself.
我只靠神。
I am only relying on God.
这个神是全能的神。
And this God is the Almighty God.
我没有任何的忧虑。
So because of that, I have no anxiety.
因为在他没有难成的事情。
Because through him, everything is possible.
我靠着这位主，我可以站得稳。
For this Lord, I can now stand firm.
我靠着这位主，我可以大大的喜乐。
And through this Lord, I can now rejoice greatly.
因为他是真葡萄树，我是枝子。
He is the true vine, and I am a branch.
圣经上说，我离了主，我什么都不是，我也什么都不能做。
In the Bible, when we're separated from the Lord, then I be now become nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不依靠我们自己。
So brothers and sisters, don't rely on yourself.
我们如果依靠我们自己，我们跟世人一样。
If you start relying on your own strength, then you're just like everyone else.
早晚我们会被愁苦给刺透。
Sooner or later, you'll just be crushed by your burden.
所以保罗说，我要全心靠着主。
So Paul says that I have to entrust the Lord completely.
我本来会跌倒的，我现在能够站稳了。Before
I would fall, now I stand firm.
我本来会忧愁的，可是我现在喜乐了。Before
I would worry, now I rejoice.
我本来是一个贫穷的，可是我现在是富足的。Before
I was poor, now I am rich.
我本来是一无所有的，我现在变成样样都有了。
Before I had nothing, now I have all.
弟兄姊妹，我们全心来信靠神。
Brothers and sisters, entrust the Lord completely.
我们所有以前做不到的，我如今都可以做到了。
All the things that you cannot do before, now you can.
我记得我以前在 USC 念书的时候。
I remember when I was studying at USC.
我刚开的第一年，我是靠自己。
And my freshman year, I rely on myself.
我跟我的那时候我有一个小孩。 我一个小女儿，三岁多。
At that time, I have a little child, three-year-old, a little daughter.
我每礼拜五的时候，我说，哎，你们去聚会。
On Friday, I'll send them off to go to meeting.
让她好好的用功。
So that I could stay home and study.
结果我就在那边要作业，要读书。
And then at that time, I would try to do my assignments.
我靠我自己。
I relied on my own strength.
读下来那个成绩惨不忍睹。
And then I had really bad grades.
哎呀，我在这个神的面前祷告，我说神啊，我要悔改。
And then I came to the Lord and said, I need to repent.
感谢神，我的姐妹就说你来聚会吧，你来聚会。
And then thanks to the Lord, my sister asked me to come join her
at the meeting. 从那个时候我就开始有一个正常的聚会。
And then at that time, I started going to meeting routinely.
甚至于礼拜一我有期末考 final。
And furthermore, even on Monday, I was going to have a midterm.
我礼拜天仍然好好的聚会，多余信息一个都不落。
But still, on the Sunday before, I would still go to all the meetings, not missing anyone.
然后回到家以后，第一件事情就是背着书包就到图书馆。
And then after I went home, then I would get my books and go to the library.
我跟神讲。
And I said this to the Lord.
我早上的时间我都献给你了。
And he said, all my time in the morning, I offer it to you.
我下午的时间我要好好念书。
So now in the afternoon, I will study.
求你赐我聪明和智慧。
I ask that you will give me strength and wisdom.
我的一小时要当3小时来用。
So that my 1 hour can now be worth 3 hours.
我最后一个学期我修了4门课。
And then in my last semester, I took 4 classes.
我全部拿A。
And then I got all A's.
我不敢说我自己有多棒。
I cannot say that it is because how great I am.
但是我要做一个见证，是说主加力量给我。
But then the testimony I could give you is that it is the Lord who strengthened me.
这句话说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
In this verse, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister,
我的喜乐可以满足,
that my joys can now be filled.
不光是在事情成了以后, 我可以开始高兴。
Not because things now happen and successful, now I am happy. But I tell you, it is because I've experienced the Lord.
当我下一次遇到类似的情形,
so next time when something else comes about, I know that I can rely on the Lord. Because I now have seen the hope.
所以我就轻看这些周围的事情。
So that's why now I belittle all the things around me.
因为那加给我力量的使我凡事都能做。
Because he who strengthened me can make me do all things.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗是一个软弱的人。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was weak.
我一开始就讲, 他跟我们一样的软弱。
It says here that he is as weak as we are.
因为他先认识了神, 他的人, 他人生的那个价值观完全改变了。
But once he has met the Lord, he is now changed.
他知道所有事情要跟天上连在一起。
He now knows that all things he does on this world has to have a relationship in heaven.
他也发现在周围所有的东西都是粪土。
And he also knows that everything around us is dung.
他要得着基督为他的至宝。
And he only wants to take Jesus as his prize.
然后他说我向着标杆直跑。
And then he says that now I'm charging forward to the gold.
我要得着那个基督要我得着的。
And I want to receive what the Lord has prepared for me.
保罗向前面看。
So when Paul is looking forward,
他看到主来的日子何等近。
He sees that the time of the Lord is near.
所以他就谦卑自己, 他情愿谦卑。
So that's why he wanted to be humbled and yield.
当他看他当下的日子的时候,
when he looked at his time,
他学会了我要天天时时刻刻的仰望。
He wants to make every day a time that he would look forward.
碰到一些事情他越不过的,他就学会交托给神。
When he sees things that he cannot overcome, then he knows to let God.
保罗在分分秒秒的里面,
and in every second,
他说,我靠着那加给我力量的,我凡事都能做。
Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
顺何人也,与何人也, 有为者亦若是。
I don't even know what that means.
在中国有一些圣人,
there are some really great people in the Chinese history.
啊, 他们跟我们一样的人。
They're just like we are.
他们能的我们也能。
Whatever they can do, I believe we can as well.
圣经上说,以利亚跟我们是同样性情的人。
In the Bible, it says that Elia is the same as we are.
他恳求祷告,3年半就不下雨。
And this person, he prayed for 3.5 years for rain.
他再祷告,就下起雨来了。
And when he prayed again, it rained.
这些人他们能够做到。
And it is the same thing that everyone else could do.
弟兄姊妹, 我们也能做到。
Brothers and sisters, you and I can do this as well.
靠着那加给我们力量的凡事都能做。
Because through him who strengthened us, now we can do all things.
跟你隔壁的人讲, 靠着那加给我们力量的凡事都能做。
Now speak to the one who sits next to you, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
对。
Do that. I can do all things who strengthens me.
靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我在地上过一个不一样的人生。
Then now on this world, I will live a different life.
是因着神。
Be through him.
我们来再唱那首诗歌。
Now let's just sing the song again.
431首。
Psalm 431.